I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about one critical need. And this critical need is in regards to having a lasting relationship.
Right.
Which is really important to understand that these are the types of things that you have to work on and have a better understanding of if you're really going to reattract somebody and keep them.
Right, exactly.
So Margaret's got a good article that she wants to share. But I mentioned the other day that I grabbed some success stories to share.
Okay.
Because we hadn't done any in a while, and I had another quick, short one. So I thought, let me read this one up front in the beginning of this video. This is just this is a different type of success story, but they were excited to share it.
Okay.
They said, "Hi, Coach Craig and Margaret. I wanted to update you on my success story. I previously wrote to you that my success story did not end with me getting my ex back, but rather meeting someone much better, being in a healthy relationship, and now we just got married after dating for 2 years.
A reasonable amount of time. Oh, how wonderful.
So look at that. They're still watching the channel after all these years. And they're in a happy marriage. Isn't that great? But there's more. But today, after not hearing from my ex for 2.5 years,
over the airwaves, he knew this was going well.
Here we go. He used the classic indirect direct reach out and texted me a picture of his dog with a little saying that was an inside joke. After 2.5 years. Well, let me go on. This is proof of three of your concepts all in one. The indirect direct. Your ex doesn't stop thinking of you, and somehow they know you've moved on and then reach out.
Absolutely.
They said, I've only been married 2 months, and out of nowhere, a text. He has no way of knowing that other than the universe telling him, or he's using the dark side of the force.
Very good.
Just thought I'd share that with you as evidence you both know what you're talking about. Not that anyone ever doubts that, but it's always nice when your advice materializes so you can say, see, I told you so.
You're right. It is very nice.
Again, thank you so much for helping me get through a difficult time and teaching me about myself and helping me grow. You two are the best.
Oh, how lovely.
So, really interesting, Margaret.
Yes.
We love to see when things like this happen. Now, obviously she didn't get back with her ex, but she's happy. She found somebody. She's married. This is great. That's wonderful.
She's happily married.
And she gets the I told you so. Even though it was 2.5 years later, she got that, they finally reached out.
Absolutely.
I won.
Absolutely.
It feels like a victory.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so she was happy, and he did the indirect direct. I mean, the picture of a dog with the indirect, I mean, an inside joke.
And what's cuter than a dog, right? With a cute little in-joke.
Yep. So he used that as an excuse to reach out.
Yep.
But it's great to see when these things kind of happen. She's a success story. They're all different types of success stories, but it's always nice. And it's even nicer when that ex finally reaches out.
Right. And I'm sure she was sure she would never hear from him again. But you always say the minute there's somebody else, their interest renews.
They somehow, if they think that they've lost you, mm-hmm. and you're no longer chasing, you're no longer after them, you're no longer feeling desperate, they kind of seem to know it.
Yep.
So there she has it.
Cool.
So, Margaret, what do we got today?
I
know you got some
that.
Good research.
This is a short article, but I liked it. And it's called One Ingredient That Every Couple Needs for a Lasting Relationship.
All right.
Okay.
Listen up.
There are lots of qualities that typically get attention, when talking about what makes a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, honesty, and communication tend to be the big ones.
Sure.
But according to licensed marriage family therapist Beverly Andre at LMFT, we've quoted her before,
mm-hmm.
There's one quality that's fully necessary for a relationship to thrive that people rarely talk about, and it's called intentionality.
Intentionality.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't think I'd ever heard the word before. She may have coined it, but that's fine. It's clear enough. Intentional means doing the mental work, that is planning, says the therapist.
Okay.
A funny thing that happens in relationships, particularly ones that have lasted a long while, is that we tend to go on autopilot.
Sure.
A couple will establish a cadence or dynamic they may settle into, including how they interact with each other, what their daily and weekly routines look like,
mm-hmm.
what they talk about, and even how and when they show affection.
Sure. And you take that for granted.
Yep. And they keep at it until an issue comes up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they may be so married to their familiar patterns of usness that they may even just sweep issues under the rug
mm-hmm.
for as long as they can, only finally addressing them head on when they've gotten too big to ignore. And I always get the visual of tripping over the bump in the rug. But as Andre notes, relationships require proactive nurturing, not just reactive responses to issues.
That's true.
Yeah, and we don't think about it. She's right. That's where intentionality comes in. If you want to nurture your relationship, you have to think ahead and figure out all the places and parts of what it will take to actually improve your relationship.
Yeah.
No matter how long you've been together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is why I tell you guys, you have to think about these things while you're in no contact. Think about the problems, the issues, the areas you have to work on, how to be a better partner, how to communicate better. You have to improve in all these areas. So when you do have another chance with your ex, you can intentionally
mm-hmm.
use them in real time with them again.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do that.
And it's easier to think of these things, I think, when you're separated than if you're right there with the person's presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there with you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's like, it's much harder to do it when you're in the moment with that
right.
person and you're
right.
upset, you're sad, you're angry, you're frustrated, you're tired, but you have to do your best. Otherwise, you fall into these routines that can become really negative.
Right. And look around any restaurant. You see couples that go out for dinner and don't talk to each other,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you know that's what goes on at home probably as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're both on their cell phones, but they're not communicating, all right? You want to nurture your relationship. If you want to nurture your relationship, you have to think ahead and figure out the pieces and parts of what it will take to actually improve your relationship, she explains. Being intentional in your relationship means regularly thinking about what the relationship needs to function better and ultimately grow, and then actually taking concrete steps now to make that happen before issues arise. You're making it a priority instead of an afterthought, she notes.
Yep.
All right? Because when things are going well, it's very easy to say, it's a good thing things are going well.
Yeah, but you really do have to stay mindful of these
yep,
things.
Absolutely. Being intentional in your relationship means regularly thinking about what the relationship needs to function better. Instead of waking up one day and wondering, how did my relationship get here? Or how do we fix this? You're proactively nourishing your relationship so that serious challenges are less likely to appear or less likely to significantly threaten your relationship when they do come up. As Andre puts it, you won't have to worry about the grass being greener on the other side if you're intentional about watering your own lawn on a schedule.
That's right.
I like it.
I like it. Absolutely. And this is the kind of work we're telling you about all the time in the videos. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in no contact videos. What's my ex thinking about during no contact?
Right.
Does my ex miss me?
Yep.
But you really don't get anywhere by obsessing about those things.
No.
And if you look at the titles that are constantly getting watched, it's, is my ex thinking about me?
Yeah.
What your ex is thinking about you, but are you going to blow them away when you see them? That's what you want to focus on.
Yep. Yep.
And I, you know, it's so frustrating when we see people get a chance with their ex and they go back to
the
old
right
mistakes.
Back to the old ways.
And then they lose them.
Yeah. It's true for both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's think about certainly our first role model is our parents and extended family. And it's possible that we've never seen a really healthy relationship. I mean, people stay together, live together, raise children. But, you know, you wonder how it worked for them, how close they really were, you know, were they happy? Okay, so what does this actually look like in practice? Andre recommends taking small steps to improve your relationship. That might include proactively having a conversation about how the two of you approach conflict, for example, or it might look like taking the time to cultivate a culture of more appreciation and goodwill in your relationship. If you haven't already, Andre also suggests learning about you and your partner's love languages mm-hmm. and finding ways to express more affection in those ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It was by Chapman.
Yes, mm-hmm. Chapman, who's a clergyman, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the best-selling books in the world, believe it or not. One recommendation I have for couples to nurture their relationship is to do an intention challenge. Andre recommends to do the intention challenge, all you have to do is create a list of 12 things, which can be a mixture of gifts and gestures, to do for your partner once a month. That's it. Nice and simple.
Okay. 12 things.
12 things. That's a lot.
That does seem like a lot.
Yeah. But some of them might be fairly simple.
That's true. If they're small things, like I'll get my partner a cup of coffee from Starbucks or something
exactly.
like that. You know,
if I go by here, I'll pick up that for them there.
Yeah. Those little things do add up.
You never pick up this or that, pick it up for them.
You know, I think the important thing to understand here is that many people will take their partner for granted.
Right.
And they will think that the partner is going to stay unhappy with the issues you've had forever. And they won't.
And they won't.
And at some point, they're going to say, I'm not happy, and they don't want to do it anymore, and they're hurt, and they're angry, and they've been bothered by things for a long time. And then you'll be thinking, oh, no, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll fix it. We can do it. And they'll be too upset to want to do it. And now you're going to have to go through the breakup.
Not only that, you're blindsided because you weren't aware
that
there was anything that serious going on.
Even though they may have told you 50 different times.
Exactly. I had a guy I'm thinking of right now who was extremely anxiety-ridden and would check on where his wife was, and if she didn't call him at lunchtime, he was sure she was out with somebody else, et cetera, et cetera. And finally, she broke up with him. And he said, I just thought it was a minor annoyance. I said, did she try to tell you it was more than that? And he said, well, yeah, but I didn't get it. Yeah.
You have to work on your anxiety because it's going to keep you from hearing what people are telling you. Because when you're in a relationship, your partner is likely to say something very small to you. Like, you know what? I'm really getting tired of you being late everywhere we go.
Yep.
And they're only going to say it like that. But there's probably a lot of anger and frustration there.
Underneath that, yep.
That at some point they're going to say, you know what? I'm done.
But it's really easy for you to say, well, you know, she got over that, or mm-hmm. he got over that. We can go on with our lives. But
no, you
got to pick up on those things.
That's why I'm saying you have to really be aware of these things, because people can leave you at any time for any reason, and you don't want to take them for granted. Okay?
That's exactly right.
If you don't, you're going to regret it. And you're going to be going through the pain of a breakup, and you're going to realize this one way or another.
So she's saying no matter how familiar it is, and even if it's going well, you still need to think about wanting to grow. And we've done several presentations on underneath it all, people want to grow, and they want to help their partners to grow, and they want their partners to help them grow.
Mm-hmm.
So stay at it. I thought it was a very nice article worth reading.
Yeah, it's a good and some good reminders there.
Yep.
So hopefully you found this one helpful. And of course, if you want to get our help personally, you can do that on my website, askcraig.net. Sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel I can be helpful to you, please sign up.
Just click on Margaret on the top of the website to do that. That's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret, and I'll be waiting for the 12-item list you make for me.
And we will talk with you soon.
To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.